Hello， 大家好，这里是思琪老师。那我本科毕业于中山大学岭南学院，硕士毕业于英国杜伦大学英语教育专业。目前我主要教授的是雅思的口语和写作部分。在最近的考试当中呢，我的雅思口语得分是8分，托福口语得分是29分。
Hello， 大家好，我是 Marjorie， 目前是一位雅思口语老师，从事英语教育事业有10年了。之前是新某方佛山学校的 K12 英语学科负责人，也曾经担任口语项目的教材顾问和编辑。
那雅思口语 Part 3的部分，通常都是小朋友们觉得比较为难的一个部分，因为这边需要我们对一些比较抽象的话题进行讨论嘛。但其实对于我们这些生活在象牙塔的小朋友而言，其实这甚至都不是语言层面的挑战，更多的其实是世界知识层面的欠缺啦。所以我们做这个 podcast 的初心呢，也是为了给我们自己的学生分享一些素材，帮大家节省一些备考时间，也希望能给到大家一些表达上的灵感。
我们这个 podcast 呢，主要是通过即兴唠嗑的形式来展开的，所有的内容我们其实都没有提前打草稿，纯粹就是聊天的形式，也会有很多磕磕巴巴的时候，当然也会有一些语法和表达不准确的地方啦。
对，但其实也正是因为我们在交流的时候更在意的是内容层面的交流，而不是语言表达是否准确。在这个过程当中，其实我们确实也从彼此身上获得了很多的新的 ideas 和一些新的视角吧。
对，所以我们其实也希望通过这种形式来告诉大家，其实在真实的交流场景当中出现磕巴、出现停顿都是很正常的。因为就算是讲中文的时候，我们也会犯错，也会跑题，也会有让对方不理解的时候了。但是学习语言的第一步就是不要怕犯错嘛，只要能先 get your message across， 也就是答意，其实就很棒了。
没错。好啦，那接下来就是我们的正片内容啦。如果大家在语言学习上有其他的问题，或者对于我们的播客有好的建议，都可以给我们留言哦。
好的，等着大家哦。今天的话题是一到四月新题的对应 part two 是 describe a time when you missed or were late for a meeting. Okay, first question is, do you think it's important to be on time?
Actually, in the past, I was really serious about this topic because I thought punctuality was really important in my idea.
All right.
Because at that time, I really hated when people are late for something.
So you hate me for most of the time.
In the past. I said in the past.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But nowadays, I feel much more, I don't know what word I should use, but chill.
All right.
I just feel like my whole personality changed. So I don't pay that much attention to punctuality, especially in some casual occasions.
Yes.
Because in the past, I really care a lot about punctuality, even in like a small date with my friends. If they're late, I'm gonna be furious. But but now I feel much more, I don't care that much about this kind of things. But if it is some formal occasions, I will still try to be on time, especially I don't want to be the one that was late.
All right, so, I mean, if other people's are late for some, you said, important occasion, then you're okay. But definitely not you are the one who is late.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I think punctuality is more about showing my respect for other people. So I think this is also pretty important in our culture, right?
Yes.
So we were taught to do this, and it people told you that you have to be on time to, especially when it's someone that is, I don't know, maybe someone over you, I mean in terms of position, or maybe someone who is older than you, so you have to be there, you have to be the one waiting there.
Yeah,
you have to
show your respect.
Yeah, to show your respect. And I think it's also about like, maybe you don't want other people to feel embarrassed when they have to wait for you.
Actually, for most of the time, I mean, personally, for most of the time, I would try to be on time. Sometimes.
I would try to.
Sometimes even like, you know, minutes ahead of the schedule. Because I hate the feeling that I have to keep others waiting for me.
Yeah, that also makes me feel guilty.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do you always avoid being late? Yeah, I think you told me.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah, I try to avoid.
Yeah, because, for example, if I have a meeting or I have a date or if I have an appointment, whatever. Okay, if I have agreement with someone the next morning,
mm-hmm.
then I'll try to figure out all the time that it would take me to prepare, you know, for leaving. But there's always a but. Exactly. But all of a sudden I want to, you know, put on the makeup if I haven't planned, or I want to, you know, put on some eyeliner, then it might take up a little bit more time.
Just a little bit more.
Yes, yeah. Because all the time is so, how do you say that? So, also it's like if I think it will take me like 10 minutes to mm-hmm. prepare, then I'll just get up 10 minutes before the time, before the schedule. But if something like some extra thing happens, then definitely it will use up the time.
Yeah, actually this reminds me of another thing. Like I said, I used to care a lot about punctuality.
Yes.
I think that's because maybe my friends in the past care a lot about punctuality.
Uh-huh.
So they were always on time, so I don't want to keep them waiting.
Yeah.
And I do enjoy the feeling when everything gets started on time.
Yeah.
But then I think I don't know when it started, but then I have some friends who are not really, who are always late.
That's not me, right?
Not you. Definitely not you. Long time ago, I think that starts like 10 years ago when I started university.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my friends, they just don't give a shit about time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's when I begin to change a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I don't care.
So adjust your attitude.
Yeah. And I become much casual about these things.
All
because
right.
I feel like, okay, you are late, it's fine. Then I'll just do something else. I don't have to be there waiting for you for a long time. As long as you let me know ahead of time.
Of course.
I don't like lying. I don't like it when you say that I'll be there in a minute, then I have to wait you for 30 minutes. That really gets me. I'm gonna be furious on that. I'm gonna definitely lash out if you do that to me. But as long as you tell me that you're gonna be late for like 5 or 10 minutes, that's okay. That's fine by me.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's the first thing.
Yeah.
But still, I think I really care about time still.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about being on time when there's a date with other people. But more about I don't want to miss something, especially something that is on my schedule. For example, if I have a schedule saying that there's going to be a movie begins at, I don't know, 9 p.m. tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely gonna be there at
before
10 minutes before that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't wanna miss the beginning of the movie.
Of course not.
So yeah, I can keep my friends waiting, but I cannot miss the beginning of the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, things like that. Because because when you were talking about your story, it actually reminds me of how I would plan everything before I'm going to watch a movie.
Yes.
So, like one of my friends, he would tell me that you don't have to leave home that early. It only takes like 10 minutes to drive there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how I plan my time. I would say I need 5 minutes to walk to the parking lot.
Yeah, or find a parking spot.
Yeah, find the parking spot, and then I need to drive there. And then when I'm at the parking lot, I need to find a spot.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And then I need to take the elevator to go up there.
Yeah.
I would
everything
take
takes
all
time.
That time into account.
Yes, of course.
So actually it's not that I don't care about time, it's just about I'm become much more casual when I'm meeting up with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But still I do try to be on time if it's some formal situations.
Yeah, and besides formal situation, there is one occasion that I would be so cross if my friends are late for, that is watching movies.
Yeah. But
yeah,
what's the reason?
I same reason as you said, I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss the beginning of the movie. Otherwise, I have no idea what it's about. I don't want to, you know, if I'm late, if we are late, then everyone is sitting in the seat.
Yes, everyone is going to watch you, and you feel like you are, it's quite intrusive.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I hate it when other people come in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, we're totally the same kind of person.
Exactly. So other stuff, it's okay, you're late. I could wait for you like 5 or 10 minutes or even longer, it's okay. But movie is definitely not the thing that I could be tolerant about.
Yeah, agreed. So agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about other things?
So why are people often late for meeting or appointments? Probably because they...
Traffic jams.
The excuse.
Typical excuse, traffic jam and my alarm didn't went off.
Wow.
I'm so familiar with that. Right? Sometimes I would say like, my dog just ruined my house. I need to take care of my cat or something like that.
Oh, that's why I need to keep another puppy. That's an excuse.
As an excuse, yeah.
Yeah, right. So probably because they don't have the habit of taking things down or taking it into their schedule.
Maybe.
Or they don't just take it to, they haven't bear it in mind at all.
Yeah, well, I think, yeah. So sometimes I feel like people just lack time management skills.
Yeah.
Right, so some people are just really messed up when it comes to time management, so they don't know how to plan things ahead. So yeah, they might just screw things up when it comes to being punctuality. And there can be, well, I have to say, there can be accidents, right? Emergencies that out of nowhere. So yeah, it just happens. So I think nowadays I'm just become really chill about these things. I just don't be so serious.
Actually, it reminds me of another question.
Okay.
Well, because it did happen to me. Say you have an appointment with your, let's say, dentist.
Okay.
Then you show up there on time. But the dentist is dealing with another.
So he's still occupied.
Exactly.
That's always the case here in China, I guess. Especially in public hospitals.
All right. Yeah, then...
Others are always taking up your time.
Exactly. I mean, I would be so furious.
I would just feel there's nothing I can do, but, right? Especially when you go to the, like I said, public hospital. Is that how you say it? Yeah, but if you went to see maybe a private clinic to see your own dentist, maybe I think things are so different there. So everyone is following the schedule, right? No one is taking up your time. But if you go to the hospital, especially when I was straightening my teeth, I went to the, how do you call that? Foshan number one people's hospital. What's the name for the hospital?
Something people like that. Hospital.
I don't know. Just public hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. Here. Right. So when I visited there, I always made an appointment a week ahead because the doctor, she would ask me to book the slot on her computer. Not even in the system, not even in the public system of the hospital. It's her private schedule.
All right.
She has that schedule on her computer. But still, no one is actually following. Well, people are trying to follow that schedule, but that time slot is just
like
not
30
enough.
Minutes.
It's, yeah, yeah. It, like you, everyone's got, I don't know, like 10 minutes or 15 minutes for each patient, but that's not always the case. Someone has to use up like 30 minutes, someone maybe need 1 hour, but other people just have to keep waiting.
Yeah, right.
That's always the case in public hospitals, I guess.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There's nothing I can do.
No way.
Yeah, so I would say I won't go back to that hospital unless I have to.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd rather pay more. I'd rather spend more money to visit maybe some private doctors.
All right. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, I really like to do a manicure, right? So you know, I used to visit this salon, beauty salon, and I always have an appointment with them, and I always showed up
on time.
Or even ahead of time, right? But they never, be on time. This is so, you know, it's so pissed me off, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, I made an appointment.
Yeah.
I valued our time.
Yes. Then what's the point of making an appointment,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Don't make it.
Exactly. Then I changed to the manicurist right now I'm with, and they're always on time.
Is it more expensive?
Always. Yeah, more expensive.
Yeah, that's the case, right?
And they have actually better skills, I would say.
Yeah, but Well, sounds like everything's about money, but money does show something, I have to say. Right?
You have a point, yeah.
Okay, it's not... going back to that doc, when I was straightening my teeth, the dentist I was seeing, she actually, because she's an expert, I guess, professors or something, I don't know, so she have actually different types of appointments. One is much more cheaper, so you only, but you get a lot of patients on that, she gets a lot of patients on that day, maybe you got shorter slots, time slots for that appointment, so it's much, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
But she's got a different kinds of, appointments, so it's much more expensive. I can't remember it exactly, but it's like for the cheaper one, it's like 10 yuan, but for the other one, they're 50.
Wow, 50 so yuan. Five times,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But she gets to meet less patients, so she gets more time. So in that case, she's always on time or sometimes ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did in the end, because in the beginning, I didn't know she does that. Okay, it's not a bad thing. I actually appreciated that she has this kind of appointment, because it really benefits me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because time is more important to me than money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, next question. What about
this? I'm going to rephrase this question. How can we avoid being late?
How? Okay. Well, definitely, let's say, for me, I would try to put it into my schedule. You know, set the alarm and, set the alarm.
Set the alarm? Okay.
I would check the, I don't need to set a schedule. I mean, the alarm would just remind me one day ahead of the schedule.
But I think, like having a to-do list or set an alarm is definitely important.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing I would do that is I have to, because the time you set is actually the key, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you have an appointment with your dentist at 10 a.m., so you need to make sure that you can be there before 10 a.m.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of details to plan ahead, like which route you are going to take, what kind of transportation are you going to take, and how much time do you plan on doing your makeup, and what time are you planning to have breakfast? I would do everything.
Me too.
Yeah, because every day, especially every morning, there's always some errands you have to deal with. For example, you have to feed your cat, you have to feed your dog, you have to clean their clean the mess they've made.
Yeah, right.
And you have to, like I said, I don't want to say this after that, but you have to have breakfast, something like that. So for that appointment at 10 a.m., there's always a lot of things to plan ahead. The alarm you set is actually very important. You have to calculate
everything,
the exact amount of time, maybe plus 10 minutes for emergency.
Yeah.
Right? So I think if I have to give people suggestion about time management, I think it's important just to take everything into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you have to follow this schedule rigidly, but it's always good to have a plan.
Yeah.
Right? Have it planned beforehand. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're going to some events with your friends or with other people, then you could, ask the friends or those people to remind you. Does it work?
I think sometimes I have to remind my friends. I'm always the one reminding them, it's time to go, it's time to leave home, it's time to pack up. Yeah, I'm always doing that because maybe in that case, I was really the one in the rush.
All right.
Yeah, so, I don't know, like before our meetup today, I would remind you that there's something you need to prepare for, right? Mm-hmm. Something like that. So, because I'm always worrying that people might forget things.
Yeah. That's a good habit, actually. I like it.
Yeah, that's a good habit maybe, but it also makes you anxious.
Yeah, I get that.
A lot of pressure, actually. I want to be more casual, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not a...
But I think no matter what ways you do to try to avoid being late, I think the most important thing is that you need to bear it in mind that,
yeah,
or it keeps reminding you that this is important.
Yeah, I think it's about, I think, well, sometimes my friends are late, but I'm not really that angry,
mm-hmm.
because I know they feel guilty. I'm only angry when they are not guilty at all.
So like they don't care.
Yeah. So right. I think it's more about respect.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Respect.
Exactly.
You have to let me know that you do care about my time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if you let me know you're going to be 5 or 10 minutes late, I think that's fine because mm-hmm. you cared about my feelings.
Yes.
Right? As long as you take that into account, even mm-hmm. though there might be emergencies, there's going to be this and that, I think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe let's try some more difficult topics.
Well, because we mentioned something like setting an alarm or mm-hmm. putting things down or having a to-do list. Mm-hmm. So do you think technology, well, helps remembering things easier?
Technology?
Yeah, more easily, I mean.
Well, there are some technology that I think help us remember things.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I think the iOS system is actually really useful because I have a MacBook, I have an iPad, and I have my iPhone. So when I drop down,
connected.
Yeah, they're all connected. I really mm-hmm. like this system.
Yeah,
I would
too.
Say it's more like an ecosystem or something like that.
Yeah,
So I really like this because when I jot down some notes on mm-hmm. my iPhone,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna be synced
yeah.
into every platform through the iCloud.
Yeah.
Right? So when I have to work at
mm-hmm.
home, sometimes I'm using sometimes I'm hanging out with my friends out there
mm-hmm.
and I jot down some really important ideas on my phone. Then when I go back home, I can still check on those ideas on my computer.
Yeah.
I think that's how the system really made it easy for me to remember things.
Yeah, it is.
And like you were talking about setting alarm clocks.
Yeah.
I think the system also makes that much easier
mm-hmm.
because for every agenda you have, you can always set a time
mm-hmm.
on
yeah.
your calendar and the computer or the system will automatically remind you that there's something you need to do at
mm-hmm.
certain times, right?
Yeah.
So if you have an Apple Watch, that's even much more convenient because you can also check your schedule on
yes,
the watch,
yes.
right? Something like that.
Yeah, but it's not like everything. I don't think it's okay for us to depend too much on the technology because
uh-huh.
sometimes there are things that we do need to memorize, we do need
mm.
to remember by ourselves,
mm.
right? Like, for example, some detail of your friends or
ah.
some detail of conversations between you and your friends, or you and the client, maybe, probably.
But you can always go back to check your chat history.
What if we are talking face to face? We're having conversation face to face. It's like, for example,
when I'm talking to you, then I'm scrolling on my phone.
Yeah, that's
enough. What she said last time.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Or that's kind of disrespect. All right, they're just disrespectful.
Okay, I agree
yeah.
with that.
Yeah, like we had, for example, like what you like for lunch,
mm-hmm.
things like that. So
mm-hmm.
so minor detail, but
yeah.
it's kind of important if I remember. Or it would be better if I remember
yeah.
when I talk to you face to face, right?
Yes, but I think when it comes to socializing with others or establishing a relationship,
yeah.
that's completely a different topic, right?
Mm, yeah.
So because when you remember those details about your friends, it's more about showing that you care about them.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm.
So, but I think like in terms of technology, it's more about helping us to memorize some trivial facts, maybe. Like I said,
birthday?
I think your birth, maybe not, well, birthdays can be one thing, but
mm-hmm.
I think the things that came to my mind is more about daily errands or,
right.
yeah, some information from your work.
Mm-hmm.
And, like I said, your agenda, your schedule,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Yeah.
I only use them to help me remember those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because for other things, like, for example, when I'm learning a new language,
mm-hmm.
I don't think technology can help you that much. Learning a new language,
mm-hmm.
right? I have to say the internet gives you a wider access to
different resources.
Yeah, different resources.
Yeah.
But still, if you want to learn this knowledge well, if you want to remember those vocabulary,
yeah.
you have to do all the hard work by yourself.
By yourself. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Technology cannot help you with that.
No.
It can make the process seems to be much more interesting
mm-hmm.
at the beginning.
Yeah.
But still, learning a language is a it's just a repetitive task.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so
and nobody or no, nothing could help you.
Yeah. Nothing
can remember things.
Yeah, to remember things in that way. Or like other, so knowledge is one thing that I don't think technology can help us remember. Mm-hmm. The other thing is like some practical skills.
Definitely right? not.
Yeah,
right.
Like because it's called practical skills.
You have practice.
Right.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Technology can only remind you to practice that
mm-hmm.
skill.
Yeah.
But
you have to do it by yourself. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But again, thanks to the technology.
Anyway. So it actually gets some of the load off my mind.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I want to cross that question down, but because I'm talking about those things with you, so I want to ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Can people seek perfection at work achieve the balance between work and life?
Can people who seek perfection at work achieve the balance between work and life?
Yeah.
Okay, seek perfection at work mm-hmm. and achieve work and life balance?
Yes.
Why are you asking me this? Do you think I'm the kind of person?
Well, I'm not sure, but you're definitely that kind of person who are really obsessed about work. Yes,
Am I obsessed about work? Maybe a little bit. Seek perfection, but I'm not seeking perfection here, actually.
All right.
I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to...
be better at time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I know there's no such a thing as perfection.
Mm-hmm,
like
right.
we are helping students prepare for the test, right? The test is changing, and the knowledge is changing, and the language we speak is changing.
It's changing, yeah.
Yeah, everything is changing. So how come can my work be perfect, right? So,
all right.
Okay. So seeking perfection, but I do think there can be a balance because what you do at work can only be part of the life.
Mm-hmm.
So when I work, I try really hard because I do want to achieve my work well.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I would remind myself to
get a life.
Yeah, get a life.
Yeah.
Yeah, like as you can see, sometimes I would block some of my slots.
Yeah.
So that I could hang out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I could just have some me time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's the part of my
that's
life.
Your balance.
Yeah, that's my way of balancing
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, it reminds me of Jennifer actually, because she's the kind of person that when we hang out, she's always processing work information.
Yeah,
her,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think work has really occupied making
most
up
of her time.
Most of her time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm completely different. When I work, I would not reply in any information to my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so obsessed with my work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna immerse myself.
You admit that yourself.
Yeah. I'm gonna immerse myself completely in my work.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hang out with my friends, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna answer any of the messages from work.
All right.
I'm just gonna, even when I see that information, as long as it's not an emergency, I'm not
mm-hmm.
gonna reply to that immediately, or I'm gonna do that by the end of the day, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
some
that's
point
how I balance.
Of day.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, for me, sometimes I get distracted really easily.
But, I mean, you mean distracted from
well, all sorts of things. For example, if I'm working, say one of my friends,
uh-huh.
They try to reach me, then I'll try to reply to the message.
Ah.
Right, things like that. And also when I'm hang out with my friends,
uh-huh.
if some of the message that from my students, then it pop up and I'll try to answer it.
Ah.
Right, just like I don't separate work and life that much, especially from my previous job, you know? sorry about that.
Okay, you're making me really interested.
No, it's just like, from my previous job, it was kept really, 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 really difficult. Like triple or four times difficult to balance work and life, or to separate work and life.
How come?
I don't know, I don't think I had a life when I was working for my previous company,
mm-hmm.
which is really difficult. I had to reply to a bunch of messages from
parents
but that's okay. I mean, that's definitely my job, and I really need to be responsible for my students, mm-hmm. right? It's totally okay, but I still got other bunches of work to do.
So it's not about teaching, it's about the operation of the company, right?
Exactly. And that was really
exhausting, overwhelming.
Overwhelming. So just really I couldn't find a balance between work and life, and it stressed me out, to be honest.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like recently I feel like maybe I am a little bit burned out.
All right.
Now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I think it's still under control. At least it's still under control, because I don't know, maybe if you've noticed that, but recently I've been trying to block some of my time so that I can really have some fun with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's my way of recovering and recharging my batteries.
Yeah.
Like you said, you get distracted a lot. Actually, I am really sensitive to sounds and other things.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is that I'm going to definitely just block those messages when I'm working.
All right.
Like when I'm working, I would turn my phone into the do not disturb mode, so that I don't see those messages from other people, because I do get distracted very pretty easily.
Okay.
So but that makes me.
You have a way to.
Yeah, just balance.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I get too intense. I got too attentive at work, so it even gets me headache.
All right.
So yeah, how is that migraine? It gets me migraine. When I'm too focused on my work.
Yeah,
I get that a lot actually in the last few years. But recently it's getting much better, because now I know that I cannot do that. Because I cannot take that. It was killing me. But recently I try to live a healthier lifestyle.
All right.
Yeah, so it's getting
better. Yeah, I've noticed that you're getting healthier and healthier. I mean, lifestyle,
trying
let's say.
To, yeah. Trying to. Oh, yeah, I want to live longer.
You.
I want to see the world.
Yeah, good for you. Good for us. I'm trying to, actually.
Yeah.
All right, so much for the topic.
Yeah. See you next time.
See you.